It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball here on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, and we are with Pella boys basketball coach Derek Schulte. Pella 73, Mount Pleasant 55 on Tuesday night. Coach, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a regular season ending victory. What'd you think about this one?
You know, it had its good moments and its challenges. But as we look ahead, I think there's a lot of valuable lessons that we can take from this one. It's a team that we're not as familiar with. The energy in the gym wasn't the same, and so it is one of those, from a guy's perspective, a player perspective, how can we keep them locked in for 32 minutes? I thought our first quarter was pretty good. We got off to a great start. We shared the basketball. We're able to build the lead, and it was almost like then we just settled a little bit offensively. They got confidence, and when you get to postseason, that's what you don't want to have happen. But was really proud of the response out of the locker room. We came out, I thought, defensively, set the tone, offensively shared the ball early there, and were able to build the lead to double digits right away.
There must have been a magic message in the locker room, Coach.
No, I don't know about that. I think it was get back to being us, right? And, I just thought that maybe we relaxed a little bit in that second quarter, and that's something we just can't do at this time of year. We want to play to a certain standard regardless of the opponent, and I thought that second quarter didn't show that, but was really proud of the response that we came out with. I thought we played much better on both sides of the floor, and did a lot of little things well. We ended up with 20 offensive rebounds, and we had 18 assists, I think, to only like 5 or 6 turnovers, and so key areas for us as we use as metrics were really good tonight. We just want to make sure we put 4 quarters together next Monday night, not 3.
Now, 73 is a solid number. Often when that happens, you're making like 7, 8, 9 3-point baskets to get there. I've got you at 29 2-point baskets tonight. The threes weren't falling, and you were aggressive, got it inside, a lot of bunnies.
Yeah, and that's important because we do have guys that can shoot it, and we're going to need that in this postseason run. But we've talked about it multiple times this year. I feel like we are built for more balance with shots at the rim that can hopefully allow us to not only finish there, get to the free throw line, and have some consistency, and then when we are able to shoot it well, that obviously takes us to another level.
Final score here on Tuesday night, the Pella High boys defeat Mount Pleasant by a final score of 73-55. And tonight it was kind of the big three, right? Jack scores 21. I had him for 8 rebounds. David 16-7. Austin a double-double with 14-10. The guys that you need to contribute, were a big part of tonight.
Definitely. Those three all made key plays for us. And you look at that both offensively, defensively, and on the glass. I think the rebounding piece is going to be so critical as we move forward. And those three did a great job in that area. And then once again, we just have a deep bench and everybody's playing to their role well. And I thought we got great minutes from our bench, specifically in the second half, where we had a group that was able to help us surge ahead a little bit. That's going to be key for us as we get to postseason.
And I'd like to go there for a few minutes. This is our first chance to chat since the brackets were released yesterday. Let's start there. What was your initial thought? And can you give us a little breakdown on what you think this sub-state looks like that the Dutch are the number one seed of?
Yeah, number one, obviously we had a goal of this year to be able to be a number one seed. The opportunity to host all the way through is a huge deal, and so to be able to earn that was great to see. Very proud of our guys for that. And then from there, I thought the state did a great job of spreading teams out, and there's, you look at every different sub-state, it feels like there's multiple teams that can come out and are really good. And so what's fun for us is really we're getting out of conference completely, getting out of the area completely, and so there's going to be a freshness and newness, and that'll create a lot of prep work because we got a lot to learn with these teams, but a fun opportunity. And so obviously Fairfield will be our focus starting tomorrow, and we're able to dive right into them, and then we'll have other coaches that are starting to dive into Burlington and Washington, so we're prepared for any team. And then looking at the other side, obviously you've got Keokuk is a 3 seed and CPU is a 2 seed, and so really good teams that are in there. It's the way it should be to get to the state tournament.
Couple more minutes with Pella boys basketball coach Derek Schulte chatting after Tuesday's 73-55 victory over Mount Pleasant. What does the next little less than a week look like for your team? You just mentioned kind of coaching and scouting, but how about playing and making sure that they're prepared but not overworked, all that kind of balance?
Yeah, we are at that point in the season where we try to be smart, right? Now is about being more short and sharp in practice. So it's not about the length of time, but it is about the quality, and then using a lot of film work, using some walkthrough stuff. But then we have the opportunity, we'll use our scout team. And so all of a sudden, guys that are key parts of a JV team and our varsity reserve team take on a bigger role in this postseason, where we dive in deeper when you get to postseason. And so that way we have the personnel, we have the X's and O's and their top out of bounds plays and set plays and those types of things to make sure we give our guys the best opportunity to be successful.
Tonight and most nights in your regular rotation, you played 11 guys. Do you expect that to be, I mean, is it the same as the postseason rolls on here, or do you see things tightening up a little bit?
You know, I think it definitely can. It'll be a little bit game to game. You know, we play 11, but it really look at it as 10, as you know, we really got three guys at the five spot that are sort of sharing those minutes with it. And so every one of these guys brings something different. I think some of it's matchup dependent, some of it's the flow of the game with it. But we do think there is a wear down effect, and there is some different styles that we're able to play when different guys are in there. We want to use that to our advantage, and we'll just take it game by game with that.
All right, and as we look kind of big picture here, Coach, I mean, we've been to the top of the mountain, you know, 5 years ago, so we know what that's like and what that takes, and had varying levels of success in some of the other years. What do we need to see out of this team over the next 3 weeks to be where we want to be at the end?
You know, I think it actually starts with an urgency and engagement on the defensive end. You know, I think championship teams have that piece where we've got to be ready to defend for four quarters and do that at a consistent level. And then offense, as we talked earlier, we've seen a big growth in our assist-to-turnover ratio. Value in the basketball in these key games is so important with that. And then the final piece is winning the rebounding battle. And so, you know, those are all pretty basic, simple things, because those are the simple, fundamental things that win games. And then we'd love for our guys to shoot it really well, right? That helps. But we think if you do those other three areas, you defend at a high level, we win the rebounding battle, and we take care of the basketball, it'll give us an opportunity to win on any given night.
All right, congrats on an 18-4 regular season, that number one seed that you coveted so much, and best of luck in the postseason. Excited to be along on the journey, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you guys do for us.
All right, that's Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team, visiting here on Tuesday night. Our final score in the regular season finale, Pella 73, Mount Pleasant 55. The Dutch will open postseason play Monday against Fairfield at Pella High School, and we'll have that one for you live on 92.1 KRLS and Pella Dutch Live. Again, that's Dutch head coach Derek Schulte here on KNIA KRLS.